bom de bar. a Vietnam veteran named Ron Coven. And it was his story about going off the war, coming home, and what he found when he got back. How drastically his life had changed. And we drove on to LA, and I was staying at this little motel. And I remember I was swimming in the pool, and I had the book with me on the chair. And I got out, and there was a guy kind of looking at me. He was sitting in a wheelchair, and he said, "I wrote that book." And I guess when I first met Ron was when I first started to look back and try and understand some of the toll that the Vietnam War took on the men and women who fought there and on our entire country. This is a song called A Song About Coming Home. It's called Shut Out the Lights. We shall always remember. When we rushed to battle, he felt the wheels touch down. He stood out on a blacktop, took a taxi into town. He got off down on Main Street, went into the local bar, bought a drink and found a seat in the corner in the dark. Well, she called up her mom and made sure the kids were out of the house. She checked herself out in the dining room mirror and did an extra button on her blouse. He felt her mind next to him when the clock said 4 a.m. He was staring at the ceiling, he couldn't move his hands. Oh, Mama, 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 come quick. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Threw her arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey, now, Mama, don't shut out the lights. Don't you shut out the lights. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Then on his porch he stretched a banner that said, "John, welcome home." Bobby pulled his Ford out of the garage and he polished up the car. His mama said, "Johnny, oh Johnny, I'm so glad to have you back with me." His pop said he was surely giving his job back at the Rembrandt factory. Hey, Mama, Mama, come boy. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold dark night. Hey, now, Mama, shut out the lights. Don't you shut out the lights. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Don't you shut out the light. Well, deep in the dark forest, a forest filled with rain, beyond the stretch of Maryland pines, there's a river without a name. In the cold black water, Johnson Lanier stands. He stares across to the lights of the city, dreams of where he's been. Oh, Mama, 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 come quick. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold dark night. Hey, now, Mama,
summer, don't shoot out the light. Don't you 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 shoot out the light.
I was on the Born to Run tour. We were down in Memphis. I guess it was around 1976. And we played this little Memphis auditorium. And we went home, we went back to the hotel. And me and Steve, my guitar player, we were sitting around. Decided it was around 3 o'clock. We decided we wanted to get something to eat. So we called up a taxi cab came down, picked us up, and the guy said, yeah, I know some place we can go right outside of town, out near Elvis' house. So he said, oh, you know where Elvis lives? I said, yeah, take us there right now. So it's about 3:30 in the morning, and the guy pulls up outside of Elvis', and I get out of the cab, and there's those big gates with the guitar players on in the front. Kind of stand in front. And I look in and I see a light in the second story window. So I'm sure like the Elvis must be up reading or something. You can't sleep. And so I start climbing up over the wall. And the taxi cab driver says, oh, no, don't do that. We got big dogs over there. And, you know, they're going to get you. But I climbed up over the wall and I started to run up the driveway. Which I guess now I think is kind of a stupid thing to do. Because I hate it when people do it at my house, right? Anyway, I stole the enthusiasm of music. And I climb up over the wall, I run up the driveway, and I get just about to the front door. I'm just about to knock, and these guards come out of the woods. And they said, what do you want? I said, well, geez, Elvis home. And I said, no, he's not here. He's in Lake Tahoe right now. So I said, oh, you see, like, I'm a guitar player too. I got a band. And we just played in town. It's not even like, you know, I was on the cover of Time, Newsweek and stuff. So they took me back down and they put me back out on the street. But they were pretty nice about it. I don't know what I would have said if he had come to the door like in his bathroom or something. but anyway, I guess another one, a friend of mine called me up and told me that he died. It was so hard to understand how somebody who would come in and taken away so many people's longings could have ended up so lonely. And it didn't seem right. It seemed like he deserved a lot better. I guess if I'd have seen him, I guess I'd have just said thanks.
They drawn out all his money.
2 days in the year. One is New Year's Eve. Anybody out there got a real depressed New Year's Eve? That's why you get so drunk. You throw a bottle over your friend's carcass. It's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. And the other time is your birthday. Anybody got a birthday out there tonight? Yeah, I think so. But January is a big month for East Street Band. Back. what you're searching for, promise me.
To my head, destroy.
was living in California for a while. And I think back to the town I grew up in and what it was like. And I guess when you grow up, everybody kind of, you kind of have a love-hate relationship with the place that you were raised. And I remember when I was 16, I think it was 95% hate. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It was kind of a small-minded place. It was very different at all. It didn't belong. I used to think that when I got the chance to get out of there, that I'd get out and I'd never go back, I'd never look back. And for a long time I didn't. And then as I got older, I started to come home off the road, and for some reason I'd get in my car, and I'd drive down all the streets and stuff, you know, look at the trees. Like when you're a kid, you have your own tree. I had this one tree that I used to love. And I knew all the roots. I could trace all those roots. And I guess one of the things I was afraid of when I was younger was I was afraid of belonging to something. Because if you admit that you belong to something, that means you got some responsibility to it. If you stand up and you say, well, I'm an American, that means you got some responsibility to America. Sometimes it's hard to live up to. But tonight when we go out into the lobby, you're going to see some folks from the Central New York Food Bank. And who they are is a food bank every year in America. 20% of all the food that gets produced gets wasted, thrown away. Meanwhile, in every city, in every town, in every state, there's people that are going hungry, whose basic needs every day aren't being met. And in a country that's as rich as ours, it just doesn't make sense to have. When you got 15% of the entire population living beneath the poverty line, you got old folks who work their whole lives and the social security checks don't get them through the month. The economic recovery isn't reaching down to the people who need it the very most, the people at the bottom of the ladder. You know, it's hard to understand. But tonight when you go out there, check them out. Because what they do is they get that food that gets wasted and they get it to the agencies that serve the people who need it the most. It's something that if the government don't do it, then the people should do it. Sometimes it seems like people going hungry is something that just happens a long ways away. But it happens here every day in your hometown.
Stop the paper for me. Yeah.
It seems like I've been sleeping in your bed too long. But it seems like you've been meaning to do me harm. But I'm gonna teach my eyes to see beyond these walls in front of me. Somewhere I'll walk out of here again. Yeah, I know someday I'll walk out of here again. Thank you.
break. Don't fix my head, and we're gonna be back for round two. And I'm gonna send some more food back out there. They can use your support if it's just a buck, or if you know somebody who's got a forklift, they can use one of those. They appreciate your support. I'd appreciate you helping them out. So deliver, don't go away, we have not begun to rock.
But anyway, this is for Little Steven tonight, whatever he is. He had a record out a while ago called Voice of America, which is a really great record. And if you get a chance, you ought to pick up on it. I think you'd like it.
Thank you. Sometimes it's like something in my baby dreamed of. Put a 6-inch breath in the window.
Journey to the location of the Garden of Eden to find out the answer to some of these mysteries.
I said, but Dan, that's really not the reason why I came. I want to know the answer to some of this conflict. I want to know what temptation is all about. Why does my soul pull me one way? Why does my body pull me the other all the time? He said, well, son, that's easy. Because right here, on these 10 beautiful commercially zoned acres, with the sweetest little paradise that man had ever seen. Now in the Garden of Eden, there was many wondrous things. There was a tree of life. There was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. There was a man, Adam. There was a woman, Eve. And let me tell you, she looked so fine. And when Adam kissed her, it was the first time that a man had ever kissed a woman. And she had lips that were long and soft to the touch. And when Adam touched her, it was the first time that a man had ever touched her. And then they went out to the green fields. And then they lay down. And when Adam, well, let's just say it was the first time. Below. But that's all right, because right here tonight, on this back lot for $99.95 with no money down, don't worry about it. If you've got bank credit, sir, it's good here. If you've got the nerve to ride, I've got the keys to that getaway car. The first pink you
remember was about, I guess, 10 years ago now. It was around the end of the summer. I remember I had this old Camaro that I bought for $500. It ran good too. The only thing was a convertible, the top of the world. So when it rained, it rained. And there was this little strip down off this river where I guess it was like a junkyard. People from town would go down, dump off the things they didn't want no more, even out there in the rust. But on the weekends, we used to go down there and sit around and talk. And that was the first place I met her. And when I first met her, it was like, this is like it always is when you first start going out. You know, everything's fun. It's always, everything's great all the time. And we go out riding, it didn't matter what we did. But time passed, people change, and sometimes they don't change again. I guess the things that made her happy once didn't seem to make her happy anymore. And I was spending most of my time trying to figure out what it was I could do to make her happy again. And she got to where she didn't want to go out and she didn't talk too much anymore. She got to hide my keys at night so I wouldn't go out running in the car. Yeah, I don't know what it was, I know. Maybe people expect too much of each other. But I know one time, it got hard to make her understand that when I took the car out and when I won, that it was the only time I got to feeling good about myself. And that to have just one thing in your whole life that you can do that makes you feel proud of yourself, I don't think that's too much for anybody to ask.
And we cover all the Northeast states. So much gets left behind.
what you can do. And keep on going. Keep on searching. Thank everybody for coming down to the show tonight. This is our 91st show, and this is our last two shows in the States. And I just thank you guys. I know a lot of you guys waited out in the cold a long time for tickets. Nobody got sick. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to just remind you that, long after we're gone, the Central New York Food Bank will be here in your community, trying to make it a more decent and more dignified place for all the people. And make it easier to support you from here. Because in the end, nobody wins unless everybody wins. Was me say only
so it goes on there. some real pain. Oh, Elvis, I sing for the lonely. Yeah, that's me. Now what you want again? Don't turn me on again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside. You know just what I'm here for. Don't you?